Hello and welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 167. My name is Clint Beachwood, and for the next hour, I have lots of new music to share with you. In fact, I've been getting inundated with new surf music, so I'm going to do something a little bit different this time around. You know, I've been doing these about once a month, but because I have gotten so much new music, I think I have enough to fill two entire podcasts. So this is going to be like your double album. I'm going to put one out today. I'm going to try to put one out tomorrow. Back-to-back podcasts. Can you believe it? I don't know what to do with myself. We're going to start off with a band from Jacksonville, Florida. They're called Shoot the Pier. They've been around for quite a while. Originally a father-daughter team of Bill and Ellie Sims. But Bill wrote a song for these special virus times. And this is what he says about this song that I'm going to start the show off with. He says it's a tune about hope and remembrance and coming together again. It's called Come Back Into the Sun. It's a digital single. You can find it on Bandcamp. And this is Shoot the Pier. Thank you.
Tu vas voir ça.
Joli WC. Qu'est-ce que je fous là? On cherche un tueur, le type qui t'a agressé, et tu m'amènes ici, jeter des graffitis dans les chiottes?
Regarde mieux.
C'est de l'égyptien?
Des hiéroglyphes. Hey, tu es loin d'être aussi stupide qu'on le raconte. Essayez d'être aussi fidèle que possible à l'original.
Thank you.
Well, before I get into this any further, I need to take just a second and thank once again Jim Messina and Ron House for the fun interview we did for Podcast 166. In addition to Jim and Ron, I also want to thank Phyllis Soce. She's his publicist, and she's the one who basically got the whole idea of the interview going. So thank you very much, Phyllis. It was a fun interview. Hope you enjoyed it. It certainly got lots of hits and lots of responses. A lot of people shared the podcast on Facebook and made a lot of comments. So I thank you all very, very much for the kind words that people said about it. And hopefully it was enlightening and entertaining all at the same time. And in honor of the Jim Messina and the Jesters podcast, I am playing all Jesters music in the background on today's show. This is coming off the Audio Fidelity album, came out in 1982. Doesn't have any overdubbing, so you won't hear any dragsters in the background or anybody getting too carried away with the microphone. It's just pure Jim Messina and the Jesters instrumental style, the way they wanted it. All right, let's play some more Marauders surf band music. This song is called 8 to 10 Foot. You're listening to A Day at the Beach Podcast 167.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you just heard Los Oxidados. They did Capitan Lance Murdoch, a digital single they sent me. They're from Mexico City. And before that, another band from Jacksonville, Florida. Two in one show. Can you believe that? The Surfer Novas. They did Radio Galaxy from their Project Serpo EP. In front of that was Beware of Blast. They did a new galaxy. They come out of Cologne, Germany. And the EP there is called Outer Space. And the Marauders Surf Band did 8 to 10 Foot to start that set off. Most of the music you're hearing today is either digital singles or EPs. I've saved all the LPs for tomorrow's podcast. I don't do too many covers on this show. I'm sort of breaking my own rules here. Some of the new music I've gotten has included a cover of an old surf song, so I'm going to do a whole set of this. We're going to start off with the M Squad, kind of a loungy act, but they're covering Henry Mancini and a very cool song that I like a lot called A Shot in the Dark. And then we'll get into some more traditional surf music. So from a live performance, this is the M Squad. Thank you. coming to us from Austria. That was Balu and I Serve Gremlin. They did Penetration, and that comes from their 2 7-inch vinyl record collection called Pepe, A Tale of Love and Passion. Before that, Los Surfers Compadres from Mexico did their take on Sleepwalk. Before that, from Ontario, Canada, Danger, Death Ray, they did Surfrider. That comes from their Invasion EP. And the M Squad did A Shot in the Dark, recorded live on the Sunset Strip. There's your set of covers for you traditional surf music lovers. Hope you enjoyed that. But let's get back to the modern surf music with the Spiratones. They come from the Land of the Shadows. That would be England, of course. They put out a new 45. I'm going to play Bustin'. On the backside is Couch Surfer. My name is Clint Beachwood, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach Podcast. You just heard Dr. Triton, another band out of Mexico, doing a song called Al Amanecer, which means at dawn. And that's a digital single from L.A., a new release on High Tide Records. The Hula Girls did Jungle Girl, self-titled EP. The Volcanics, I played the title track from their most recent EP, just came out four months ago. It's called Freak Out. And the Spyrotones did Bustin'. Again, it's a 45 backed with Couch Surfer. Let's move on. Another band from Mexico starting the set, Los Acadados. And they're going to do Hobo Fuego. And this comes from their LP, Destino Vedete. Be sure you check out the playlist for the podcast. You can find it on Surf Guitar 101 and also Facebook/Beach Podcast. Check out all the bands, songs, websites, and everything else you could possibly want from a surf music podcast. Thanks for listening. Well, there's a band that would go on to become the Cetopians. And you will hear a new Cetopians song on tomorrow's podcast, so stay tuned for that. It was Giant Robot Richard, a band that originated in Florida. The song was Return to My Posts. And the name of the EP is a series of ones and zeros, which I will not bore you with. The Bumblebats before that from Montreal, Canada. They did Theme from the Cartridge Family. And that's from their EP called Standing in the Shadows of Moncton. The Cruncher from Germany. One more song from his LP Analog. I played Big Hair. Big Hair is originally done by Nick Lowe back in 1988. A fun song. I really like some of the songs by Nick Lowe. I suggest you look up the original there on YouTube and see if you like the original or the cover. They're both really good, I think. And Los Atascados surf band did Hobo Fuego to open up that set. Well, we got one more song to wrap up the show. It's by the Evanstones. They're putting out an LP probably in another month or two called 1961. Here's a little sneak peek into that. It's called London. This band is from Seattle, Washington. And I really like the song. Looking forward to the LP when it comes out in a few months. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Your comments are always welcome, either on Facebook or Surf Guitar 101. Or send me an email. I don't care. Just let me know what you think. We'll see you next time, which will be tomorrow, I hope. Thanks again. Bye.